listening to Beardcast.
Good morning, bearders. It is I, David, returning for another solo round. A lot of shit has happened this past week. Weekend, I guess. Also, before I get into it, pardon the noise. Continuing the podcast once again from my casa, my room, with the terrace door is open, because otherwise I'll be sweating, dripping, and buses frequently pass constantly, so that's what's going on. In terms of noise, you may hear beeping, you may hear all that, but do your best, try to ignore it. Comic-Con New York Comic-Con was this weekend. Mostly, majority of the beard casting crew had event. I personally did not. I've had like crazy jams up with my schedule. I'm constantly working. I'm working 40 hours a week. So it's kind of hard to do the comic run. That's why we haven't done that. And also F&M. So I'm trying to make up for as much as I possibly can with this episode. Personally, I can tell you the news for me personally. Saturday, Pokemon X and Y had released. You know, I got on that quick. Yes, I still play Pokemon. It's still dear in my heart. I'll play it till I die. But definitely an excellent game. Totally a revamp on the whole genre of Pokemon. Just the whole... everything is different. You couldn't possibly imagine playing this game. I can't imagine playing this game the way it used to be compared to now. The 3D, it's a breath of fresh air. Let's just put it that way. The whole look, the design, the character customization is pretty... I mean, it's not in detail, but it's definitely more than we've had in the past where you could choose what you look like in the beginning. Skin type, hair color, all that. You could change your clothes. You could buy new clothes. It's just good. It's definitely a lot quicker. You don't have to go through that whole bullshit like, oh, of course, it's that typical, oh, I wake up in my room, go to go see mom, going outside, get the Pokemon, do all that. But now you have five friends. You don't even meet the professor in the beginning of the game. Trying to cut out as much detail, not to spoil too much. But you have five friends that you travel with. You'll meet up with frequently. There's one rival, of course. There's always that one rival. But you have five friends that you will be traveling with. Basically, a little backstory is you just moved to this town, and immediately, as soon as you get there, it's like maybe a couple days, first week you're there, maybe even the first day, I don't even recall. But you're already automatically on your journey. I think you meet the professor about 2 hours into the game, maybe an hour and a half into the game, which usually is like the first 5-10 minutes. Besides that little intro when he's like, oh, the world of Pokemon, such all that bullshit. But that's a good game. Definitely, I made 10. 10 out of 10. Beady thumb-wise, 5 out of 5. Sticky beady thumbs, I'll give it a 6 out of 5. Definitely excellent. And other news for myself, I purchased a little late in the game. I bought the Wind Waker, Legend of Zelda bundle, Wii U. That's fucking crazy. It's crazy. That's for sure. That's another high rating for me. Didn't know what to fully expect. If it had Zelda, I was in it. That's pretty much how I go. I have the same, the 3DS. When they announced the Legend of Zelda 3DS bundle, I purchased that immediately. Purchased this immediately. And I have no regrets in it whatsoever. Wind Waker, I've had never played GameCube, the Wind Waker, original Wind Waker on GameCube, because I've never owned a GameCube. I've seen it played, seen videos of it. And in comparison to what I've seen in the past, not personally owning it, beautiful. The graphics have done beautiful. It's a lot quicker than it. Usually in the past, well, the original one was sluggish. Reason being was a lot of data to load on the GameCube at the time. But now that's on Wii U, which is kind of running the 360s. I guess in a comparison, you could put it as the 360 type graphics, I guess. It's beautiful, fluent. The colors are gorgeous, as they were on the original, but it's like 10,000 times better, I'd say. The integration with the gamepad is really nice. That's another thing. I can explain the bundle, I guess. It came with the deluxe 32 gig Wii U. Black, like that shiny finish, which collects a massive amount of dust. I hooked it up. First 5 minutes, I turned my back. I turned around. There was a coat of dust. Why coat of dust? Which is very... I hate fucking dust. I hate it. If I can abolish dust, I would. I definitely would. But the... also on the bundle came with the actual limited edition of the bundle is the gamepad itself, which if you are not familiar, I hope you are. It's a tablet. It's a tablet that has buttons for Nintendo that you could function throughout the game. And you could choose to, basically, as you play Wind Waker, you be using the gamepad, looking at your screen, but you have access to your items, the save, the maps, all on your lap with the gamepad. And let's just say, I personally don't run into this problem, where people are monopolizing the TV. Oh, I want to watch this, I want to watch that. You hit the select button on the gamepad, the screen pops off from the TV onto the gamepad. You can go do your business elsewhere, lay in bed with it, sleep with it, do whatever the fuck you want to do, but it's possible. I think it's fantastic. Besides for the bundle, came with the no physical copy, which... I mean, it came out September 20th. I figured I don't want to waste too much time on it. Because in past, with the 3DS, for example, for the Legend of Zelda bundle, I think in a month and a half, the stock started to go a little bit low. And if you went online, it went from the price of it was, I think it was like $250 or $300, I don't remember. But it went to $450 online in a month and a half's time. So if you plan on getting it, go now. Because it's going to be gone. Jose, our podcastee, our bearder, I had him in the loop for the temptation of getting it. He was at Comic-Con, went to the Nintendo booth, sold out. But obviously, you know how many people are at that event. People see it. People got the money to spend. People don't go to Comic-Con with fucking $2 in their pocket. Let's put it that way. They're there to spend money. They're there to reap the benefits of it. So people bought it up. But you can go to your local GameStop, local Best Buy. I know right now, Best Buy... last day of the 4-day Columbus Day weekend, whatever, sale. For even though the regular standard bundle is $300, $299, $327 in New York State tax. But right now for $340 you can get the bundle I'm talking about, also with Scribblenauts. If those of you not familiar, it's that puzzle game where basically you can write the words, anything pops up, unmasked with the DC characters. Pretty sick because that game I think is like a $60 price tag. So you get it for $40, pretty much. But also, in the regular bundle is a download code of Wind Waker. Also, the Hyrule Encyclopedia, which gives you pretty much everything you want to know about Zelda. The whole timeline, every single story, how everything falls into play. A lot of shit I never knew. Excuse me, I just had breakfast. But, so, things I never knew. Basically... after Ocarina of Time, I'm pretty sure that the story splits up. I did a light, brisk look through, so this is my brisk explanation. The story splits up into three, whereas if Link had failed, there's a string of storyline, the games for that. If he had succeeded, against Ganon, of course, there's a string of storylines for that. And if Ganon was successfully sealed away... there's a string of storylines for that, which Wind Waker is one of them, where he breaks seal and he comes out, and this is what that storyline's about. But otherwise, for bundle, it came with the typical wiring, stand for the pad, charge stand for the pad, stand for the Wii U, which typical sensor bar. But pretty much, I think that's it. HDMI cable, I don't know if I said that. My mind's always scattered. Also, I haven't really slept. I think I slept maybe an hour and a half last night. I just had a giant cup of coffee, so now I'm all wired up, ready for podcasting. That's why I'm here now. But yeah, due to my busy schedule, I have today off. Thank God. Thank fucking God for that. But I found the struggle... trying to keep balance between the two new purchases I've made. being as I have the 3DS on sleep mode on the bed with the gamepad in my hand. And if something's going on, if I'm waiting for something to download on the Wii U, I'll put the gamepad aside and open up the 3DS so I can play Pokemon. And then when that's done, I close it up and I go back on the Wind Waker. So I've been back and forth. I won't be surprised by tomorrow when I have to return to work, my eyes will be bloodshot with thousands of bags under my eyes. What else is news is news is news? Announced, let's see, was Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Remix, which are those, I'm assuming if you're familiar, if you're not familiar, 1.5 Remix has just been released, that was just announced, there's a trailer, it is what it is, it's 2.5, we finally get all the goodies that Japan have had for so long, thanks for sharing. I mean, they also have to do it in now. They have to do it now, I guess, for 3's arrival, whenever that decides to fucking come out. I mean, at least it's announced. That's the good thing. What else? I kind of fucked up. I'm going to say I fucked up a little bit. I wanted more games for the Wii U, so I was going to get Super Luigi U, which is just basically Luigi playing the new Super Mario Bros. U storyline. So it's like $30, I think, retail, like physical copy. So on Best Buy, it's a $15. I was like, oh, it's half price, let me get it. I waited about 4 hours to get the code. Finally get the code. Me, like an idiot, so excited, brushed right through it. Didn't see that one little line where it says, this is the download content, not the actual playable like they have on the disc. So I had to buy New Super Mario Bros. U. So instead of spending $15, I end up paying with tax around $80. Not to mention the extra $10, because Earthbound is also on the Wii U market, which is fucking mind-blowing. I've waited so long to play Earthbound. Besides emulators on the computer, besides the whole around the curve, do the crazy under the fucking procedures I have to do to get it to play, and it wouldn't save the right way. It's an official thing, which, yet again, you could play on the gamepad, not on the screen, or you could do vice versa, whatever you really want to do. That was excellent. That's also an excellent game. Trying to think. Haven't been brushed up in comics. Can't give you really anything on comics. I wish it wasn't the case, but it is the case. Now, a baby's crying outside. This is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm hoping to get the guys in on a recap of Comic-Con for this Friday, so we could just at least get something that they see. I know they went to go see Evangelion 3.0. I haven't really spoke to them to see what everything was. Would have been a good idea. But fortunately, I don't think that far ahead. I'm more of a let's do it right this second. Oh, here we go. Another release that there was the Nintendo 2DS, which a lot of people complain about. Why is it necessary? Jose, for one of them, was, I believe that was his reaction. Why would you need that? But I've started to think about it. A lot of kids cannot buy the 3DS for the 3D capabilities. Parents are very skeptical on it for the eyesight, all that. That's basically, I think even Nintendo had said it, there's a certain age limit that you should play, and if you do play it, you have to play for a certain amount of time. But 2DS, they did it really smart. Pokemon is probably one of the best-selling games for kids. And not saying that me, myself, a 23-year-old man, bought it, but, you know. Moving on. So, for example, me and my girlfriend had gone to go pick up my Wii U, and next to me is a little kid. He's like, oh, man, I can't believe the new Pokemon's out. So he's training all these things. I think he even traded in his 360. So he's like, he gets the 2DS and Pokemon, which I'm thinking automatically, oh, you want to know why he wasn't able to get the 3DS. 2DS is basically 3DS, capable of playing all those games, the DS games, but it doesn't go 3D. It doesn't close either. It's kind of like a slate, which I guess is cool for them. Honestly, I'd pick it up if I didn't have a 3DS. I think it's kind of cool. But that's what's up with that. Oh, yeah, Walking Dead season premiere was last night. Didn't watch it. That's the only thing. I could tell you it was last night. For those who don't know, which I don't know who wouldn't know, but I gotta watch that. Probably after this, I'll watch that. Maybe I'll bring it up on Friday. Hopefully bring it up on Friday, if I remember. But, trying to think of some other shit that had gone out. What other shit had gone on for me? This is what happens when you do solo round. You tend to not have everybody else to feed off of to be like, oh yeah, this shit happened. But no, honestly, I don't remember a lot of things. My mind has gone very wrong in the past years as I get older. Okay, here we go. Beyond Two Souls also came out, which with Ellen Page, William Dafoe. If you don't know, the fucking cocky David Cage, who had creator of Heavy Rain, put out this game, and IGN gave it a 6. I was shocked, fucking shocked. Because, you know, David Cage, after Heavy Rain, I guess he made himself at a certain standard where he's like, okay, I only make masterpieces. Obviously not, because IGN, I'm really close with IGN. If I go by anybody's review, you'll hear me time and time again on all these podcasts mention IGN, because I'm with them. Like, I level with them in a lot of things. There's also that couples debate, couples quarrel, where I'll be like, eh, I don't completely agree, but Jose has it. Jose had bought it. Jose's name is getting dropped a lot because I know that this is what he's doing. But he said it was, I guess he said it was good, if I'm correct. But what I've read, what I've seen in video reviews is that David Cage tried to do too much in the game where it's like the story is blurry. Where it's like, oh, so much shit is going on in one storyline that basically you don't even have the choice of choice that you had in Heavy Rain. So it's like, oh, this is happening. You're basically just a backseat driver to whatever the fuck you decide to do. I think they had said, I'd rather it as a 2.5-hour movie than a 8-hour game or 6.5. I forgot how many hours the game is. But, yeah, supposedly it wasn't that good. It got a 6, just an okay by IGN. Disappointing for me. I was going to get it. Probably not anytime soon, though. But I know a purchase I will be getting is... I'm sorry, I just completely drew a blank. Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds, Link to Worlds or some shit like that, where basically it's like the sequel to Link to the Past. Which they have Link... Old Link, like classic Link, the way character was designed for back then, which I thought was pretty cool. It definitely got cool mechanics, because basically now you can make yourself like a portrait on the walls and scale walls, base corners and stuff, just as like a picture, which I thought was sick. That's just sick. That's next month. PlayStation 4 is next month. Xbox One is next month. A lot of shit going on. I will be personally getting the PlayStation 4. Like to give you a full review on that. I most definitely will. It's going to be probably the words out of my mouth. They're going to be like crazy. While I'm somewhat on the area of IGN, even though I kind of scattered away a little bit, their review for Wind Waker was a 9.8 out of 10. Which, obviously that's good. The eShop edition. I don't know what the fuck the big deal is. I'm kind of looking forward to Batman Arkham Origins. I mean, I'm not kind of, I am. But I was going to originally get it for the 360 before Wii U. Because the way I see it is, I'm going to be able to use Batman's gadgets on the gamepad. That's just going to be sick. Just saying, shit's going to be nice. They also have Watch Dogs for Wii U, but that's a PlayStation 4 game. I'm not fucking touching it. I'm not putting it anywhere near Wii U. I mean, it's definitely going to be cool with the whole hacking on the gamepad. I hope. God, I hope. But that's going to be a PlayStation 4 purchase for me. I'm very, 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 very excited. Very excited. I also got a chance to try out GTA 5 online. Post. Not post. What am I fucking crack? Pre-update. Server was garbage. Straight up garbage. Me and Angel had tried it, and basically there was this, there's a glitch that there was, I don't think there is anymore, where they would delete the characters after a while. Like, the characters would just delete. You got to restart doing the tutorial all over again. I believe IGN compensated and gave everybody 500,000 in-game dollars. Obviously not out-game dollars. That'd be a little crazy. They'd lose all their, they'd lose a lot of money. But that's bankruptcy right there. They did something else. I don't remember what they did, but $500,000 they gave in-game. I believe everything's fixed. Oh, wait. There we go. I could pull it up right here. I'm right here. I'm like fucking... that's what happens. Yeah, it's an online compensation of $500,000. And then they say, how do you spend your $5,000? I know exactly. I would probably buy property or I'd fix up cars, which I do. I... For some god reason, GTA, I barely play the any GTA game, I play the story slowly. But the reason is, I get so distracted driving around, crashing the car, robbing people, raising my stars, that I really don't even pay attention to the story. I'm just driving around doing bullshit. But that's what I do. GTA, whatever. Right now I'm floating around on the web, looking for random things. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can make selfies in Wind Waker now. You flip the camera around, take pictures of Link. He makes faces. I think it's kind of cool. A link between worlds is what I was trying to say. That's what the legend, new Legend of Zelda is. I really want it. It's going to be a lot of money spending next month. I can tell you that. Between, I believe, I don't know if Watch Dogs actually comes out for, I think it's a launch game. Watch Dogs PlayStation 4 launch. I think so. I'll tell you guys, because if you don't know what Watch Dogs is, go, if you hear this, you hear me say the word, pause it, fucking pause it now, go look, it's sick, it's out of control, it's really, just really crazy, and it is, it's a release game, November 12th, it's so fucking close, man, we're a little bit under a month away for PlayStation. Oh man, I get excited and I get upset, because like you get these new consoles and you're like, oh man, we're in for another generation. This is it. And then you start to have it, and the years start to pass, and then you think, oh man, I spent this money on this and now I gotta go buy another one. But it's always exciting it's like Christmas morning. It's like, oh man, let me unbox. Like when I opened the Wii U, I was like sweating. I was like, oh man, I ripped off my shirt. I fucking just threw it together. I get way too excited about games. It's sad. my real life outside is like, I live it, but once I'm in the house and I'm sitting down with a console, I'm in my command. I love everything. I love games. I love everything about video games, comics, all that bullshit. That's what I do. That's all I do. But Watch Dogs PlayStation 4 November 12th. Definitely excited. So, Hitless is going to be Legend of Zelda for the 3DS. While we're on Legend of Zelda, I'm happy I got the Wii U now. Because I have it. It's here. Super Smash is going to come out. Well, I'm fucking really excited for that. Super Smash is going to be nuts. And when they make the Wii U actual Legend of Zelda, I'll be ready. I'll be prepped. Graphics going to be nuts. Very excited. I don't know if they actually have a name for that one yet, but it would be nice if they did. But I don't think so. Minish Cap. I'm fucking just some randomly going on. Yeah, the whole new thing with Pokemon. I'm really all over the place. I'm sorry. But they have a lot of... They have all the old Pokemon, which I think was pretty cool. And it's kind of cool. You get your starters, but you also get to pick one from the original starters. And I was like, oh my god, why do this? And the reason why they're doing it is because now those final evolves, Charizard, Blastoise, Venusaur, also Mewtwo, he's not a starter, but I figure I'll throw him in. they have another evolve stage where they go mega, which is sick. That's fucking sick. Where once you have like a Blastoise, let's say you have a Charizard or Venusaur or whatever, you give them the Mega Stone, their own personal stone. Like I think mine, I picked Squirtle considering I picked a fire starter. I love Charmander. If I'll pick him 10,000 times, but I need a good water type Pokemon. Squirtle's my guy. So I believe my stone is called like Blastonite or something like that. Kryptonite, the Blastonite. But yeah, he'll go Mega. And that's that. That's really it. I don't know what they do. I don't know what their stats go up as much, but I know they have a different appearance. I'm excited to see it. I'm already at War Turtle. So Blastoise is right around the corner, and I already got the stone in my items in my bag, so I'm ready. If you guys picked it up, by the way, if you guys have a Wii U, email me your friend code. I'll fucking add you right now. I need friends. I'm lonely on there. I'm lonely on my 3DS. If you got Pokemon and 3DS, send me your friend codes for 3DS or whatever. I don't know how you do friends on Pokemon. We'll trade. We'll battle. We'll do whatever the fuck. I don't care. I'm easy. I'm an easy guy when it comes to that shit. But this was a definite ramble. This was a large ramble. I'm not going to go too much because I'll just be struggling going to the bottom of the barrel, pull things out. My mind is 10,000 places. I'm thinking, right now I'm doing this podcast, I'm thinking, oh, wait, let me flip around and turn on the Wii U right now. But that's what's going to happen. 3DS is going to go on. Wii U is going to go on. I'm ending this podcast right now. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been dry mouthing considering I just rambled on. But this is David signing out from a very random podcast, Beardcast. I'll see you bearders later.